Welcome to Off Camera with Ella Chang,
Avery Cohen,
and Vivi Shea. This is our podcast where we talk about all things entertainment.
This week's episode is all about the Disney original movie Zombies 1, 2, and 3.
And soon some, to be 4.
Like, what's going to happen in 4.
And then some theories.
Yes.
To start off, I'll give, like, a quick overview of the whole, like, plot of all three movies. So in the first, like, the zombie movies basically follows a world with where humans and non-humans coexist. Through the chronicles, they meet different monsters like zombies, werewolves, and aliens. They face challenges of rivalry and dispute, but in the end, they kind of learn to come together and harmonize their society as a whole. So in the first zombie movie, it's about it has a love interest with a zombie and an ordinary girl. They face challenges wanting to come together due to both communities not liking one another. Soon, the ordinary world allows, like, the zombies to slowly join into their community for certain reasons, but chaos breaks when others disagree with the moving, causing more dispute, though in the end, they solve their problems and coexist in the same town. So, basically, some really big characters are Zed, played by Milo Manham. Is that right?
Him.
Addison, played by Meg Donnelly. Bucky, played by Trevor Trojan. Eliza, played by Kylie Russell. Bonzo, played by James Godfrey. Zoe, played by Kingston Foster. Bree, played by Carla Jeffrey. Lacey, played by Amelia McCarthy. And Stacy, played by Jasmine Renee. So why don't we just talk about our thoughts on this movie and what we thought?
I don't know.
I feel like the first zombie movie was, like, okay. Like, it was pretty good, but...
Yeah, it was, like, the original. Because that was before they added... That was before they added, like, all those characters, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I feel like... Like, I liked the idea of the werewolves, but then, like, aliens, that's kind of, like,
yeah, the
random.
Aliens were a little odd.
Zombies 2, we'll talk about that later. But, like, that one was good. It was pretty solid. And then the aliens came, which is Zombies 3, and that's when it got
a little weird.
It's not, what was it? I saw a TikTok and it was like comparing it to Monster High. It's like, it's not Monster High.
This is not Monster High.
Yeah.
But like Zombies 1 just,
werewolves make sense.
It's the OG.
You guys say that every time.
Yeah, because I stick with my opinion.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm committed
to the OG. Mm-hmm. It's just the best.
Always.
Oh. And I feel like you can really see the character's progression from like now to, in the movies, like, Milo Manham and,
Meg Donnelly,
they've, like, changed, like, kind of, like, their character in a way. Like,
I'm surprised they weren't dating. Like, I know that she has, I know she had a boyfriend during, like, their filming, but, like, come on, guys. Like,
Come on.
And Milo, he's always like that with, like, all the other, like, cast members. He's always so, like, touchy and close.
Especially with Freya.
Milo?
Wait, how old is Milo? Because Freya is in 8th grade, so she's, like,
all the pictures of, like, 14.
Yeah, but I feel like that's, like, platonic.
That's probably, like, a big brother
That's, like, a big brother relationship.
He is 23 years old, so let's hope that that's nothing.
I think he just aged 28. But I ship Milo and Meg so much. They're so cute.
Yeah,
but, like,
so cute.
I respect her boyfriend.
Don't people want him as Flynn Rider.
Yeah, Flynn Rider.
And they want her as Rapunzel.
Yeah. That'd be so cute.
Everyone
so
got good. Mad at Avantika being Rapunzel, but she's not even Rapunzel.
Oh, she's not?
She's not.
Oh.
She just said she wanted to play Rapunzel.
She said she would like to play, and then everyone, like, went crazy.
I thought she was actually going
to
play it.
I feel like that's, like, no.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I saw comparisons on TikTok. This is not me saying it. It's TikTok. But it was, like, imagine, like, her playing...
That'd be crazy.
So basically, it's like girl playing Rapunzel compared to a white girl playing Tiana.
Yeah.
And like...
Like, people would be so upset if...
It's not her. Like, I feel like she would be such a good, like, Jasmine.
No,
or,
yeah.
Like,
or
Jasmine.
People
but
said...
there's already a live action of Jasmine.
I forgot what that.
There was something that people wanted her to play. But, like, I feel like a girl with long, or at least blonde hair should play.
It's not the fact that people are, like, being racist. It's the fact that, like, it's, like, a childhood, it's, like... It was your childhood, and you just want it to be recreated, like,
especially because
like
her long blonde hair is, like, the whole story.
Yeah.
So, like, if she didn't have blonde hair, that's kind of not really what Rapunzel is.
Yeah. I feel like it's tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, back to zombies.
So, what are your guys' like? What do you think about the first movie?
I mean, I like it.
Was, too.
It had the best like story
plot. And the songs are insane.
I love those songs. So good. Let's hear it, Avery.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Give us a solo. Give us a solo.
Backtrack, please.
Yeah. I got you. Oops.
Fix the mic. Oh my god. Okay.
Why don't you entertain them while?
Well, I need the lyrics. That's.
I don't know how anybody could hate the zombies.
I need the lyrics.
I love the zombies.
Okay. Okay, you be. I'll be dead. Okay.
I'll just sit here.
I know it's crazy.
Did you hear the story?
I think I heard it vaguely.
A girl and a zombie.
A zombie more boy. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a fantasy. What could go so wrong
with a girl and a zombie? You're from the perfect paradise, and I'm living on the darkest side.
Ooh, I've got a few. If you get to know me,
right from the start you caught my eye, and something inside me came to life.
Ooh, I've got a feeling. If you get to know me,
someday this could be ordinary.
Someday can we be something extraordinary?
You and me side by side
out in the broad daylight. Okay,
that was really good, guys. Yeah. I thought you sounded exactly like them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We should make a cover.
No, we should. Add on to our
Fray of Sky. Watch out.
Yeah, watch out.
They're coming. We're coming for your career.
Mm-hmm. Love that song. It's so iconic. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the main reason this song is so like the movie.
I love that song.
It's
so catchy.
It's just a song, and I feel like the songs are also like really good in the movies. Basically.
And they make sense. Like I feel like a lot of the songs in Zombies 2 and 3. We're just kind of like thrown in there.
Yeah.
But
like the
random
ones in Zombies 1, they
were like,
sense.
They
didn't
make sense. They were like
line.
Insightful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Do we want to rate it out of 5?
Sure.
Yeah.
OG, I'm going to give it like, 3.84 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
I give it, just because it's the OG, it has Someday in it. I don't think nothing compares to that. Like, a 3.85.
I love how you guys are saying, like, this is the best movie ever. It's so good. Nothing can compare to it. And then you're giving it, like, a 3.
Well, like, a 3 is solid. Like, it's, like, good for, like, Disney. Like,
Hello?
Hello. I need the mic, too.
Okay. Well, I haven't watched it in a while. So I guess I would also give it, like, a 3.5. Yeah. Out of 5. But it's so good.
4.
Yeah. They have good songs.
Songs make or break a movie, I'm telling you.
So facts.
Okay.
Like so in Riverdale, this is so random, but in Riverdale, they had little musical episodes. Okay.
The mic doesn't fit over there. The mic like, doesn't go this far.
And that was just like not part of the story plot. It was so weird. It was like they would just start singing in Riverdale. I was like, how does this...
And the slow motion walks in the hall.
No, Riverdale's so cringy, but it's so good. Like, you guys should watch it. It's like
I was getting mad at me because I'm looking at Fyre Festival stuff.
It's really good until the 5th season. The 5th season they go like back in time and Jughead and Betty break up and it gets really bad. So I recommend Riverdale.
Yeah, she's like Wanda. Like
who?
Cheryl.
Oh,
Cheryl.
Oh my God, Cheryl's so weird. She taxidermied her own brother and acted like he was alive. And she like had him in his basement. Had him in her basement.
Okay. Oh. Maybe we should move on to Zombies 2. So
totally recommend
Avery,
it.
Okay, so why don't you give us a little...
Let's do this. Okay. Do what? Zombies 2 picks up with Seabrook High becoming a melting pot for humans, zombies, and now... werewolves.
I feel like werewolves are good for the storyline.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. It makes so much sense.
Yeah. Okay, they stopped there, though. Stop there.
Yeah.
And maybe vampires. Vampires is a good tip.
Vampires, which is, that's like one of the theories for
Zombies
4. We'll talk about it.
Stick around and you'll hear us talk about it.
Don't go anywhere yet. Okay. So the werewolves are looking for a mystical moonstone to help keep their powers, which is kind of like similar to the Z-Bands, which we didn't really touch on. But like Z-Bands just help the zombies like
control.
Not lose control of their
inner
zombie.
So that they're not like acting like zombies, but they're like, they're not.
Yeah.
What's going on here, Ella?
Go insane and they don't like eat brains.
And that's kind of how the gemstone is for werewolves. Okay. Yeah. Back on track. So Addison is drawn to the, so the Moonstone is buried under the school. The zombies, the werewolves believe, is buried under the school. So they have now,
buried. Now they're like coming
to they've now infiltrated the Seabrook High.
Yes.
Yeah. So Addison, who we didn't really say this, but she basically has a wig because no one knows why, but she has like bleached, like white hair.
Which is important later on in the third movie.
Wait. Addison is the main girl, right?
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so she's kind of like trying to figure out if she's like, because obviously she's not human because she has white hair.
Oh my gosh.
I thought she was a human.
Plot twist.
Plot twist. No, she's not a human. Oh my gosh. But she doesn't know because she thought she was, she really does think she's a werewolf. So she's really drawn to the werewolves, feeling like she might belong to them. But Zed is really focused on winning a football scholarship to become the first zombie to attend college.
Ooh.
Milestone. Look at that kid go.
Literally, look at him go.
History
in the making.
Pretty much.
There's a lot of tension as the different groups learn to coexist. And
I love that word.
Together, they have to team up and figure out a way to live together in harmony.
Aww.
And plus, at the end, because why not, there's a big cheer competition.
Yay! Happens at, like, every single movie, big cheer competition that brings them together.
And that and they don't have enough regular cheerleaders and zombies to cheer, so so the werewolves come and help, right?
Oh, my
gosh.
I think so. Okay.
That is so sweet.
So now we're going to talk about some of the really important characters. So we have Zed.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Our main guy.
He's a zombie. And then we have Addison, who's the main girl, and she's
human, we think, for now.
Know what she is?
No.
Okay, perfect.
Then we have Bucky, her cousin.
That's a lovely name.
Bucky. Who's cheer captain. And then Bonzo and what's the other girl's name?
Eliza. There's some like other like Seabrook characters, but like there's like
Eliza
and Peggy. Sorry.
But didn't Eliza like go to like some like special science boarding school? Or was that in Zombies 3? That's in Zombies 3.
Next one.
And then Winter is a werewolf, and she's played by Baby Ariel. Y'all might know her song Perf. Can we get Perf on here, please?
I got you.
Thanks.
Is her real name actually Baby Ariel?
That's like her stage name.
And then...
Okay.
And then Willa, a werewolf, is played by Chandler Kinney. And then Wyatt, who's also a werewolf, is played by Pierce Joza. And those are like the three big three.
Yeah. I feel like...
We the big three. Don't need them.
Yeah, I feel like they don't have that many characters, like new characters.
Jersey Drake.
Main characters for the new thing. What's the song called again?
Mine's not loading.
What's the song called?
Perf.
Perf.
Hop the na 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 paradise. Na 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 na.
Avery, you want a little solo action? Or does Vivi want solo action?
I got this.
No, Vivi hasn't.
Oh. Swear to God, it's like God and Riri had a baby. You don't play hard, you're over. Guys, I've never heard of this song. Wait, does it go, everything you do is so perf? Okay. Gotta go to work. You're perf. So perf. Na 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 na. Perf. Wake up in the morning, so perf. You ain't even gotta go to work. You're so perf. Don't you know? Voyages in history like Titanic submarines. I think I'm in the deep therapy. Get right there, everything. You're so good at listening. I'm kind of killing this.
Yeah.
Okay, Avery's turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, I've never really heard of that song.
All right. Oh.
Oh, I just cracked my back. So good.
So perf. Everything you do is so perf. Wake up in the morning, so perf. Can't see.
I don't know.
You ain't even gotta go to work. You're so perf. So perf. Okay, we're done.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, absolutely eight.
Wait,
eight
how
for
did
your zombie roles, guys?
Literally.
Zingers with a Z.
She should have sang that in the car. Zingers! Sorry. That's from Ava Screams. You know that girl?
No.
Embarrassing.
You don't know Ava Screams?
No. Embarrassing.
Let me pull her up.
Okay, so what are our thoughts on Zombies 2?
The songs in Zombies 2 are so good.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. I know all of them.
There you go. Okay, so I think the best song is definitely We Own the Night.
Definitely.
It's so good.
And basically the werewolves are singing it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the werewolves, so they own the howl, night.
Like,
isn't it like,
yeah.
We own the, no, we own, but we own, no, we own the night. It goes like that. We're wolves. We own the night. It basically goes like that. It's really good.
It's while they're, like, attacking the school to find the moonstone.
Yeah, definitely go listen to that right about now.
But first, go listen to our podcast. You can find it on all.
Okay, so that's basically, like, really it for Zombies 3. So why don't we rate it, Avery?
Okay. So, Zombies. No, it's Zombies 2, Ella.
Zombies 2, sorry.
My B. So, basically, I would rate. Actually, so no, I know I said I like the OG better. Well, no. I think, actually. I'm going to rate Zombies 2 a 4 as well, only because
you rated Zombies 1 a
3.84. No, I rated Zombies 1 a 4. I changed it.
Oh.
But Zombies 2, actually, no, Zombies 2 is going to be a 3.8 because it's not the original. But I really like Milo Mayhem, Zed. His comeback where like, Addison's like, I don't even know who you are anymore. Like, you're hiding from your true self. Like, that's not you. And then Zed says the girl who wore a wig her whole life and has this awesome comeback. And I think that's really great. But I hate it.
Remember that singing. It's like, says the girl who wore a wig. No, I actually do.
No, I believe you.
Thanks.
But I hate it when authors, like, try, or, like, writers and directors try to, like, break up a couple, like, mid-series. Like, I just hate when they do that.
No, I know. Yeah, like, Jughead and Betty. Ruin the series.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay, I give it a 3.8.
I give it a 3.5. I think it's good because I like the songs in it, but overall, it's just 3.5.
I give it a 3.6 because I like it just a tad bit better than the original because, you know, there's like werewolves and stuff, so it's not just the zombies. And then, of course, you know, the music is so good. You know, We Own the Night. Yeah. Such a good song. Okay.
Okay, so why don't we.
Now I'm going to give a little summary on Zombies 3. So basically, Zed and Addison are starting to their final year at Seabrook High in the town that's become a safe haven for the monsters and humans alike. The world is shaken when aliens arrive at Seabrook, which is like weird because it's like another series, another species. But and then they also... but also a new set of challenges as they vie for control of the school.
Oh, yeah, because the aliens are, like, trying to take control over the school.
Yeah. And then Zed hoping for an athletic scholarship that will make him the first zombie to go to college. Little make history. And then while Addison is gearing up for Seabrook's first international cheer-off, meanwhile, the arrival of the extra... What is that word? Sorry, guys.
What the...
Really bad at reading.
Love you anyways, baby.
It's like extra. New set of challenges as they vie for control of the school. Zed is also hoping for an athletic scholarship that will make him the first zombie to go to college, while Addison is gearing up for the first international cheer-off. The arrival of the extraterrestrials put the friendly...
Never even heard that word before.
Extraterrestrials is like a science-y way of saying aliens.
Put the friendly integration to the test and lead to an epic showdown. Okay, so now for some characters that we see. So, of course, we see Zed and Addison, Winter, Wyatt, who are both werewolves, Eliza, Willa, Bucky, Zoe, Bonzo, and, like, many more from, like, the last two movies. And then we see some new characters. A-Lan, played by Matt Cornett. A-Spen, played by Terry Hugh.
Yeah, he's from High School Musical.
And A-Lee, played by Kyra Tantau. Yeah. So those are all the new aliens.
There's only, like, really three, like, main aliens.
I gotta say, I think it's really... I don't like the music on this show. I mean, on this movie, I'm not the biggest fan of the plot. I don't like the new characters.
I don't like how there's aliens. Like,
personally, I think the only reason they really did it was because...
Sorry. Oh, was that yours? Yeah. Sorry, I thought that one wasn't working.
That it's because Addison did not know who she was yet. She didn't, like, know her monster yet, so she, like, became an alien. So I think that's the only reason.
Because basically, surprise, surprise, werewolves were not Addison's thing. Because they originally thought that Addison was, like, their leader. I'm not saying
alpha.
I'm not saying that.
I just was her alpha.
But can I see the plot twist? Yeah. So at the end of the movie,
what's gonna happen?
This is for I'm dramatic
on the
pause.
Edge of my seat.
You guys should be. This is crazy.
Oh my god.
She's an alien.
OMG. Wait, why was I not expecting that at all?
Oh my gosh.
Like, that is crazy.
No one saw that coming. I know.
Oh
basically,
my god.
Her grandma is like the leader of the aliens.
She's the alpha of the aliens.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Who would have thought? That's not why me. She has white hair.
Makes sense.
So I know. Sense. And then, like, I don't remember. At the end of the movie, she doesn't end up leaving, does she? No. She was gonna leave, but then she couldn't leave, say goodbye to Zed.
Yeah.
Oh, true love.
But they did have like a big fight because one of the aliens liked Zed. I saw this like scene on TikTok. It was like the alien. She was like, Addison was like, you can't take Zed. Like, I'm literally in love with him. And the alien was like, but I love Zed. Like, I'll just wait for him. And then she's like, no, that's not how it works. And she's like, yes, I'll just take Zed. Like, I love Zed.
Yeah. And then people were like, no, like, he's Addison's. It was so weird. They're like, he's Addison's Zed, not your Zed. It was so weird.
That's like the Rory Gilmore where she's like, he's my Dean. Yeah.
No, he's not
like,
your Dean.
He's like an what's her object. Name?
Yeah.
It's like,
he's literally married. Yeah. Like, that was... Yeah, I don't really like Rory.
No. And the way that, like, Logan was supposed to have Tristan's storyline actually kills me.
Tristan's storyline?
Like, Logan. Oh, no,
Tristan. Yeah, but then he left.
Because he went to One Tree
Hill. Team Jess?
Team Jess.
What? Team Tristan.
Team Tristan or
Tristan
Jess?
Left. So, like, he's not even part of the thing anymore.
Yeah, but, like, no, but if you're counting, like, who's part of it, like, mm-hmm. Jess.
I am
fine. I guess 100%
Jess came back for her in the end. But she saw he had
so cute. Oh, they're so adorable.
Yeah. Okay, back to zombies. So what are your guys' thoughts on Zombies 3?
It was
fine. I didn't like it. Two.
It was fine.
It was fine.
So now we're moving
Definitely
on.
Definitely didn't like the aliens, but...
No. I don't know. I just think it was, like, weird. I think they could have added aliens if it was a better storyline.
Exactly.
But, okay, so Avery already rated it a 2, I guess.
Yeah, I did.
I give it... Like a 2.5. I mean, it wasn't bad, but like...
Yeah, I was also going to give it a 2.5.
Yeah. Okay.
Boo. So get
now,
out of here, Avery.
Let's talk about the one and only, guys, Zombies 4.
Oh, yay!
They're filming right now in New Zealand. It was
so
like,
exciting.
Yeah, so exciting.
And apparently there's going to be vampires. I'd be fine if there's vampires. I love vampires.
Okay, but like, I was reading this thing online. And
vampires are a good addition. I must
yeah,
say.
Yeah, like vampires, werewolves, and zombies. That's like good.
Guys, I was reading this thing online, and it said, like, it was, like, giving, like, the plot of, Zombies 4, and it, like, I'm gonna quote it right here. It says, Zombie 4 follows Zed and Addison as they embark on a road trip the summer after their first year of college.
Ooh!
As adventures unfold, they unexpectedly discover the warring worlds of Sunnyside and Shadyside.
Ooh!
And come in contact with two new groups of monsters, too.
Two? So vampires is definitely one of them, but what could the other one be?
They were thinking mermaids.
Yeah. That's a good one. I feel like aliens is the odd one out. Because those are all people from Earth, but then aliens are just, like, random.
Yeah.
Because they're all, like, mystical creatures.
Yeah.
An alien, it's more, like, extraterrestrial, like, paranormal stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But that'd be cool, though. Vampires and mermaids.
Yeah. And, like, I want to see, like, the actors act in it, because mm-hmm. I think this cast is, like, really interesting since it's more, like, teen actors than rather, like...
Yeah, I was going to...
More teen actors our age, because...
Yeah. Like, Freya Sky, zombies, who looks like this girl named Corey.
When, like... Because when the other zombies came out, these actors were, like, really older, but these are now actors our age, so it's interesting.
Yeah.
Like, so what... Do you want me to say the cast?
Yeah. Cast, go ahead.
So we see Addison, Zed, Willa, Eliza again, if from the past movies. Then we, okay, so I searched this up, and I guess their cast names came out.
Mm-hmm.
We see Victor, played by Malachi Barton.
Barton.
Nova, played by Freya Sky.
That's such a good name.
That's such a, like, mermaid name.
There's a guy in my math class named
Vargas.
Maybe she's a mermaid then, if she, because, hold up. Theory. I have a theory.
No. Vargas played by Freya. By Vargas played by
Vargas?
MK. Vargas.
Interesting.
Sway Bahita. I don't know her cast name. I couldn't find it online. And then there's Julia Lerner Julian Lerner, and then others. There are others, but like they haven't been posted.
Mm-hmm. Question my theory now.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's so hear it. They so this cast, the zombies forecast, including like the veterans, are very active on social media, especially TikTok, yes. And they post a lot
of dancing videos.
They own the sound.
Yeah. How she rocks and just make her dance sound.
Mm-hmm. But basically, so all the boys, like Malachi, Barton, and MK, one of the
and
other.
Sway, some of the guy actors have
like red highlights in their mm-hmm. hair.
So that's why people.
Fully died, like,
and
fully
yeah, red. That's why people assume they're vampires.
Yeah. But Freya doesn't. And she's very much like a main character because she's like always with the cast.
Yeah.
So maybe
and
if there's.
Julian.
Okay. So maybe like if there's two different types of. Monster, they're the other type.
I could see Freya as a mermaid.
Yeah. Same.
And so I was also watching TikTok, and this TikTok came up on, like, my For You page. I don't know if Freya posted it, but it was of them, like, doing, like, a Sunday TikTok, like, singing the song like Freya Malachi.
Mm-hmm.
And Malachi said vampires instead of,
Oh, yeah, John I saw that, too. He was mouthing it, and he said vampires.
So.
I think it's definitely.
I think we know for sure it's going to be vampires. But we don't know yet if it's going to be, We don't know yet if it's going to be
mermaids.
That's still like a trust the process
kind
of situation.
I hope it's mermaids.
I hope it's mermaids too.
Should we give predictions of our scores?
Okay, yeah. I think it's going to be good. Yeah. I mean, there's a good cast. Those are good like species to add.
Mm-hmm. And I think like following Zombies 3, the bar is just set so low that like it's not going to be hard to beat it.
Exactly.
And it sounds like they kind of know where the... I feel like Zombies 3, like, they put out Zombies 2 and weren't planning on making another movie, and then it got renewed.
Yeah, and they had just think of the popularity of the movie.
And they had to, like, rush to make something. But this one, it seems like they actually have, like, a plot, a plan of where they want it to go.
Exactly, yeah.
And I wonder how Zed and Addison are going to hold up, if they're going to stay together.
They better.
And do we think aliens are... Do we think the aliens...
No, the aliens are back.
It's oh, yeah, because
the
they left.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's gonna be good then.
That's good if it's just the mystical creatures.
You're gonna rate it like when you watch it.
I think like a 3.5 maybe.
Yeah.
In the threes.
Yeah, same for sure.
I feel like I just really like the cast. I don't know. I feel like they're just really active, so it's like might just be a better movie in general compared to two. I mean three, not two. And I hope the music's good because they have Freya can sing.
Freya's good.
She has a really good voice, and I don't know if Malachi can sing. Don't know about that one. But I think the overall I think the songs might be really cool and interesting too.
Yeah.
I feel like mermaids like a good you can make good or, songs.
Or
mermaids.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be sirens?
Ooh, sirens. Wait, oh, that's like, I know it's Iron.
It's like kind of like an evil
Vampire
mermaid.
Diaries? It's a good show.
Because then it follows like the, I feel like mermaids are so like mystical
so, like,
and like happy.
Yeah,
so
like,
maybe like a
siren
would be like
more
like the dark scheme.
Yeah. That'd be good too.
I think I'd rate it 3.6 for now. We'll see how it
I'm going to give it a 3.6 as well because it just sounds like so much better than the other ones.
Yeah. I'm really excited, actually.
Like, I'm intrigued just from that little summary.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to watch it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Off Camera, where we talk all about the Zombies movies. If you want to see more behind-the-scenes videos and photos on how we create this lovely podcast of ours, please go check us out at @offcamerapodcast_ on Instagram. Go check it out, please. Avery Cohen.
Ella Chang.
And Vivi Shea. Now back to the music.